women are mechuyev to say bittul tamozin. It's question in the Gemara whether it's the right to rabbona. Therefore, they should not be moitzi men unless he only ate a few of rabbona. Then he's also to rabbona. He didn't eat enough to be satiated from. Based on this, if a woman ate 2 days to be she ate a full meal and she can still be made bittul tamozin, there's a whole discussion in Afraidim whether she should make bittul tamozin or not. And Maisa, Mr. Ruth said, if somebody wants to rely on opinions to say it again, they can rely. Don't stop it. Sounds like the Chassidah is better not to say it again. Or rather, the Chassidah can make sure to pay attention to what you do. There were tzaddikim that wouldn't remember if they ate or not. The only way they can remember if they ate or not is if they made a bracha chayim. Oh yeah, I made a bracha chayim. They make a bracha chayim, I didn't eat. Got in the time of Jerobonim to bench the hands of the mitzvah. If an old person is also that the father did not eat today's sviya, he ate all this kezayis a little bit more, and the son can be made to. If the son didn't eat a full meal, so he has a double Rabbanim. He's one Rabbanim because he didn't eat a full meal, and the second Rabbanim because he's a brother. The father has a one Rabbanim, then there's also a discussion of the mitzvah. Because if they're both on the same level, each one is one Rabbanim, then they can make each other. But if it's a double Rabbanim, then there's a whole discussion should be made. Nowadays, it's always better to bench yourself, because our concentration span is very short.